Hey, Todd.
Ben, what's going on, dude? Thank you for doing this.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Yeah, you bet. Of course, everybody's going to know you as a midfielder for the Vancouver Whitecaps. As a local kid born in Vancouver, that must feel nice.
Yeah, it's pretty special.
Yeah, dude.
You know, I always think I'm lucky to be a professional soccer player, but even more so when you're a professional player playing in your hometown. And obviously I have my family and stuff in the city and friends, so it's definitely a little bit more special in this case.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You've been with the team now for a couple of years. When did you realize that you were good enough to go pro?
Well, I mean, as you might know, I was in the residency program as a youth player, and at that stage, kind of when I graduated from the under-18s, I wasn't quite ready to make the jump. So I went away to college for a couple of years, and I continued to work away at my game and do some studies at the same time. And then I got more and more confident and stronger, and I'd come back and train with the team during my summer holidays so the coaches could have a look at me, and I felt better and better each time I came back. Mm-hmm. And then I guess it got to the point where the club and the coaches were happy and with where I was at, and they brought me back to play for the club.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. And how much of playing well is just simply positional soccer and knowing where to be?
Yeah, that's huge, and that's something that I've had to work on since joining the club, and that's something that Robo has helped me a lot with, because he was a midfield player himself. So he's kind of given me a lot of great advice, because he knows the position so well, and that's something that I've gotten a lot better at. And also I've obviously worked with Gordon Forrest and Martin Pert a lot, and they've done a great job working with the young boys that kind of need help with those little details in the game.
Mm-hmm. There's a constant tweak to the game as you go, right?
Always.
Yeah.
So we're pretty fortunate to have a great coaching staff, and they put a lot of effort into helping the young boys out.
Right. And what sticks out? What do you remember about your first professional game?
There's a lot. I think when you're having my first appearance, the biggest game was in Ottawa in the Canada Cup. I think you just try to have confidence in yourself and not, you know, let the moment get to you. I was just thinking about how far I've come, and then once the whistle goes, you know, you're in a place where you're comfortable. You're where you want to be. You're on the field playing soccer with your teammates, and ultimately, it's just about enjoying the game and seizing the moment.
And were the Whitecaps? They were your team as a kid growing up.
Yeah, they were.
What a trip to be playing with them now, hey?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, as a young guy, obviously, I still watched the Premier League on TV on Saturday mornings. My favorite team was Chelsea growing up.
Okay.
Because my favorite player was Frank Lampard. But in terms of live soccer matches, the Whitecaps were where I got my fix, and I'd go to the games at Swangard Stadium, stand with the Southsiders behind the net there, and it was pretty incredible. Like, you know, Martin Nash was on the team then, and he was the midfielder, obviously the guy in my position, so I watched him quite a lot. And then over the years, I got to watch the club develop as they went into MLS when they were playing at Empire that first year, watching their first MLS game where Eric Hasley scored the left-footed volley. Terry Dunfield scored, I think, that game as well. So, over the years, I've just watched the club grow and grow, and it's definitely exciting for the young guys in Vancouver now, who are watching them play at BC Place on a bigger stage. And obviously there's some big players at our team and also in the league as well that young boys can watch when they come here. So it's pretty exciting to see where the game's going.
Yeah, and who are the best in today's MLS?
Yeah, well, I mean, the last few years it's obviously been the Giovinco's. David Villa has been incredible. Kaká, Valeri. There's so many good players that I think are coming to the league, and it seems like each year the standard is going up, and that's exciting to see. Mm-hmm. And then you also see lots of young players coming through, which is exciting as well.
Are you good at any other sports? Like, how's your golf game?
My golf game is very good.
It is okay.
I played a lot in college. We had a really great university course, and students got a deal. So I try to go there on the weekends. But I haven't actually played in the last 2 years because I kind of sustained a bit of a knee injury. And after kind of going through all the rehab and stuff for my knees, I decided that it's probably time to drop golf for a bit. just because it wouldn't, you know, I got to take care of my body. But I'll definitely pick it up, in a few years down the line, maybe when I'm done with my career. Right. But I think it was about an 8 or 9 handicap, which is not too bad.
That's pretty good. If it's a legit 8 or 9 handicap, that's actually it's pretty solid. Yeah,
broken 80 a couple times. So
for you, man, that's great.
Not too bad. Yeah.
Ben, of course, outside of sports, I would love to get to know you a little bit more. And I'm curious, since you were born in, it was 93, I think I remember reading.
Yep.
93. Yes. So what was the music like in the McKendree house as a kid growing up?
Like
what were your parents playing?
They were playing, well, actually one of my favorite bands, even just, well, I got it from my parents, but they listened to a lot of Blue Rodeo.
Okay.
And I kind of got into that just from hearing it. Yeah. Would have it on when we're sitting down as family. Yeah. They came here a few years ago.
The Malkin Bowl? Is that the show you're talking about?
No, because their most recent album, I think, is In Our Nature. I'm probably wrong.
Okay.
But their most recent album, it was kind of their tour after that. They had a show and went as a family, and it was pretty great. They played the first half of the show. They played stuff off their new album, which I don't think many people knew. But then the second half, they went to their classics.
Break out the hits.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of probably the band that comes to mind.
Right. And what was your first concert?
My first concert. That's a tough one. I don't know if I can remember my first concert. I went to a great one when I was in college. It was The Script. They opened for Train.
Okay.
And it was a beautiful outdoor theater in Albuquerque. I'm pretty sure it's Isleta Amphitheater.
Okay.
For the record.
Yeah, yeah.
But Albuquerque is beautiful. Sunsets and stuff. So it was a beautiful night, and Train came out just as the sun was going down, and then pretty memorable concert.
I mean, Train's one of those bands, when you see them, especially if you're even a quasi fan of the band, I mean, they blow you away.
Yeah.
I saw them at the Commodore Ballroom probably a decade ago, and they were like amazing, dude. They were amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you binge watching lately? What's grabbing your attention?
I haven't had too many. I don't have a show on the go right now. I just finished. I watched the first season of Westworld. I think there is only one season.
Yeah.
But I ripped through Game of Thrones recently. It was actually, it probably wasn't good how fast I went through all the seasons, considering each show is like an hour long.
Right. I'll just watch one more, maybe one more.
Yeah.
One more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you get off training at 12:30, 1 o'clock, and you have the rest of the day to.
Yeah,
to watch TV, it's not good. But yeah, I thought it was quite good. My favorite show, actually, I think is Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
which is that I went to school where that was filmed in Albuquerque, so a little bit of a connection.
Yeah. That's like the Deadpool. Did you see Deadpool? And it was a bunch of the stuff was filmed here in Vancouver on the Georgia Viaduct and all that.
Yeah, and Chinatown and
and it's just so cool to see that stuff too, right? You're like, oh yeah, I shot there. You know, there's the North Shore Mountains, and
exactly.
What did you think of Deadpool? Speaking of,
I think it was hilarious.
It's a great show.
I love Ryan Reynolds' sense of humor.
Yeah, dude, he's so funny. Hilarious. The kid's straight up a stud. Like, his social media presence is just off the map. Yeah,
he's got a beautiful wife too. That helps.
Very to boot as well. Yeah. Are you a comic book guy? Did you collect comics?
No, maybe the odd Archie one.
Yeah,
I was a Robert Munsch fan when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Robert Munsch is quite good, but no, not a comic guy. I actually just watched the first one of Guardians of the Galaxy just the other day, because I want to see Volume 2, but I feel like you got to watch the first one before you see the Volume 2. But.
Yeah, dude, and the first one when he picks up like that rat thing at the very beginning and starts singing into it, like, come on.
Oh yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, dude, that's great. It's funny stuff. If you could have a superpower, which would you want?
That's a good one. I think it'd be sweet to fly. I mean, it's kind of a typical one, but
yeah.
What about you?
Teleportation, probably.
Yeah, it's quite good.
You know, flying would be pretty rad, though, but teleporting, just being able to, like, whatever you could hold on your person and,
yeah,
you know, teleport to Paris and have a coffee kind of thing. That'd be
pretty
cool. Yeah,
get out of the rain for a bit.
Yeah. Let me ask you an odd one, and you can pass on this if you don't want to answer it. Where do you sit in regards to the legalization of marijuana?
Well, I mean, personally, I don't really have much interest in using it, but I feel like there's lots of situations where people could do with it, and there's people that are in a lot of pain and have medical issues, and in those cases, it seems like it's suitable. And from what I've seen, there's really not too much harm in it. I've been keeping an eye on what they're doing with in the NFL with all the players that are getting caught smoking marijuana and stuff during the off season, and
right.
I mean, that's kind of interesting how it's developing in that league, just because there's so many players that are banged up and in so much pain, and you know, don't have guaranteed contracts and stuff, so they have to do whatever they can to be on the field. But
what precedents would that set if, you know, if they were to be whatever, booted or suspended for 10 games or whatever, like what sort of precedents would that set, not only for football, but also for, you know, MLS, NHL, et cetera,
yeah.
Right? So, yeah, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't want guys showing up to training and doing it in public where people can see it, but I think there's some little bit of leeway or certain cases where it's appropriate.
Yeah. All right, a couple more questions for you, Ben, and I'll let you go. Thank you again for your time. This will be another oddball question for you. Have you ever had a near-death experience? And I'm not talking like where your body floats above you or you're walking to a light or anything. Like, I'm talking like situations where you're like, whoa, dude, I straight up have been killed there.
Yeah, I have actually. I have a good story. So my family lived in New Zealand when I was about 5 years old, or just a little kid.
Yeah.
And we were at a friend's house, and their house was kind of on a bit of a slope, bit of a hill, and the house was probably halfway up the hill, and we were all in the front yard playing. My parents were chatting and stuff, and my parents had parked our car at the top of the hill. And my brother was in the car playing around with the, you know, the windows, the radio and stuff, turning all the knobs.
Yeah.
And he was by himself, and he accidentally released the handbrake on the car. So the car started to roll kind of slowly down the hill.
Wow.
And eventually my parents noticed it. And so they started rushing kind of up the hill to try to get my brother out of the car and, you know, stop it. Because at the bottom of the hill, there's a little bit of a cliff or ravine, so it was a pretty scary situation. But anyways, I was still kind of I must have been younger than five, but I wasn't very good on my feet, and I was extremely attached to my dad growing up. So I saw my dad running up the hill on the road, and I went to follow him. So they're trying to stop the car as my brother's in it rolling down the hill towards the ravine, and the parents are freaking out. I think the doors were locked, so they had trouble kind of finding a door that was open. But anyways, the car made it down to where I was on the road and ran right over my belly just as I had stumbled onto the road. Both wheels, front and back, ran right over my belly.
Wow.
And I got ran over by a car as a toddler. But they saved my brother, and he was okay. I skipped out of the hospital, not a nick on me, so I was okay.
Incredible.
But I think that's definitely a near-death experience.
I would think so. Ben, there's a reason I asked that question. Almost like everybody almost has a story for it. Like, I had this one. Yeah, I can't believe this happened.
Yeah, that's my go-to.
All right, I'll ask you the last question. It could be maybe the hardest, toughest question I'll ask you is, what has been your career highlight thus far?
I think the my MLS debut just a few months ago in San Jose is definitely my highlight. It was my third year with the club, and it took a while to make my MLS debut, but it came, and we didn't get the result as a team. We lost 3-2, But it was definitely something that I'll remember for a long time. And I thought I performed quite well as well, which was nice.
Right on. Well, dude, thanks again for taking the time to jump on. You're Ben_McKendry on Twitter?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll see you online, and good luck with the rest of the season. Go Caps.